Are you looking for a new movie with a little bit of scandal, betrayal, humour, all written on a letter that can rock a 1920s England town? Well, I've got the movie for you. We are going to be looking at Wicked Little Letters right now.
Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Hi, ranters. Welcome back to another movie review. And as mentioned, we are going to be looking at Wicked Little Letters. Now, this is obviously not usually what we review. We're going, this is another solo review where same thing with imaginary cat person. This episode is just solely on this particular movie. And I would like to say thank you very much to Studio Canal, who invited me to an early premiere. It was fantastic. I took my partner along, this was something I would have never, ever gone to go see by myself. When we get the invite, I was like, sure, this looks different, this looks fun. And I must say, for only 102 minutes, this film doesn't go for too long, but this is something you're going to have a good time with. It's dark comedy. It has a mystery, scandal, all rolled into one with a really good cast with Olivia Colman, Jesse Buckley, directed by Thea Sharrock. This movie also premiered at the 2023 Canada Toronto Film Festival back in September. Now, when it did premiere, I did see this, it had been mixed reviews. So I still went with an open and fresh mind. And for if this is the first time you're hearing this review or watching this review, this is, as mentioned, this is very different to what I usually review. So this is a lot of fun, just seeing something a little bit different. So this movie is actually based on a true story. Now, this true story, it's one of those stories that just faded into time, and it was something that's not coming to light very often. And because of this movie, it's come to see in fresh eyes. So this movie takes you back to a time where there was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, barely a newspaper, if you will. So when a scandal happened, the whole town heard it, and it rocked everybody. And this is also a time where there wasn't a lot of profanity said when you were talking. You were either the role of a man or a role of a woman, you know, do the right Christian thing. And obviously the people that were rough as guts and would swear, you know, the people at the pub, you wouldn't be seen with them. It's that type of time. And it's funny when you're watching it, which I found myself, I was looking going, geez, it's so different now. You know, you can go on Facebook, you can go on Twitter, Instagram, you can say whatever you want, and you know, that person that swears is completely different to what you're meeting in person. Entirely. And you know, nearly everyone swears. It's almost more uncommon now when you meet someone and they don't swear at all. You think, if someone doesn't drop the F-bomb or if someone doesn't say something, you're like, you haven't sworn. Like, you notice it more than opposed to the difference in this movie. So the story focuses on Edith Swan and Rose Gooding. In which Edith Swan she's a very good Christian girl. She's with just her mum and dad, and she's always trying to do the right thing. On the flip side, Rose Gooding is not married. She's got her partner, and she's got her kid. And obviously, when you don't have a kid and you're not married, then it raises questions. And Rose, of course, she swears, she drinks, she's a little bit rough as guts, as you would say. But it's interesting because as this film, as it progresses, you find out that Edith and Rose were good friends, but her father really doesn't like her because he's a man of, you know, culture, it's probably not the right word, not on a stature, which we do get a wonderful flashback, of what happens at one of his birthday parties and why they don't talk anymore. So what starts this little thing is that I do love that it's still taken with swearing is still in modern context. It's not swearing back at that time like it's modern day swearing. And these letters start appearing to Edith. And which, you know, you're beep, 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 beep. You're an F this, S, whore, everything under the sun. And they're reading it with absolute horror. Now, one of the things I love about this movie is that all the letters almost pretty much get read out. And it's so funny because everyone's like, what the hell? What's going on? So how this goes out is that they get the letters and Edith and her father, her father, which is played by Timothy Spoon, who was Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter. I was watching the movie and I'm like, you know when you look at someone and you're just like, what are you from? There's something I can see you from. And I know he's been in multiple different things. He's got about 60 movie credits. And not only was he in Harry Potter, but he was also in Alice in Wonderland. But I was looking at, okay, yeah. So the first thing I did was, as soon as I finished the movie, I looked up and saw, I was like, I know who you are now. So essentially the dad is just an absolute dick through the entire movie. He treats Edith horrible. And as I'm sure I'm going to tell you, spoilers, left, right, and center. So if you've gone to this point, definitely go see it. It's funny. It's different. Plot is a little bit predictable, if you will. But if you don't care about spoiled, keep going around and we're going to dive a little bit more into the story and why it's an absolute must-see now that it's out in cinemas, especially if you take your partner. Now, you find out the dad's an absolute dick through the entire thing and it's horrible. So what happens is Edith, she goes and does the same thing to the police. The police are absolutely useless. Of course, they're all men. I understand that. And they don't really care. They just want to pin it on the person. And because Rose is different in the town, they just blame her instantly. It is her. And it's interesting because in this time, the cops do mention the fact that even if the handwriting is different from one person to the next, it doesn't hold up in court back in 1920s. And it's funny right now, of course it does. 100% it holds up, but it doesn't hold back then. So what happens is that they go do a statement. And when they go to do a statement, we met Angina, who plays Gladys Moss. Now, she's one of the very first female police officers in Sussex, which you can imagine how that's going to go down with the police. And there's just some really funny scenes with her when she's listening to the guys and they're just obviously morons. And she's trying to hold her composure regarding everything. And she wanted to be a police officer because her father was a police officer. So she's trying to do the right thing. Now, from the very start, she finds it very sus with Edith and Rose and with these letters. So she starts doing her own little investigation and she gets a bit of a pushback here and there. Now, Rose does go to prison. But even though she goes to prison, there's a little Christian group with Edith and the rest of the town folk are a little bit sus on what's happening. And they don't really trust Edith. So they do help Rose. They do help Rose get out of prison as well. But at the same time, Glass is still, she's still in the hunt and trying to figure out what's happening. So they get the bail. Rose gets out. And as everything's progressing, the town folk are getting more sus of Edith. So what happens is, originally the letters were only coming to Edith, but now they're going through the entire town. This rocks the entire little town in Sussex. So in the point becomes news and newspaper. It goes all around, and the police have to find out who this is. But so they just pin it on Rose because it's easy. And then we get this, and it's a little bit sad because she does, Rose tries and does the right thing. She doesn't know why this is happening to her or what's happening. She's just lived her life the best she can. And she's people dislike her for it. And she's just trying to do the best she can with her daughter. How this results into is they go to court regarding the whole thing because the letters are still happening. The court case needs to go. Now, as it's progressing, we also get Edith. We get this wonderful thing where, spoiler, Edith is one writing the letters. And it's an absolute, split personality she has. She's lovely. She's very nice, does all the right things. But she's doing this split personality with the letters. And it's the story is like, it wasn't like a, oh my God, how could it be Edith? It was like there was little hints all the way through the film pointing to Edith. That probably halfway point of the film, you're still looking, going, oh, who could it be? Who is it? And I was still like that, were they? And as soon as it was revealed to be Edith, my partner Maddie, she looked at me and goes, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it was her. But all this, we're absolutely laughing through the film between Glass's reaction to the blokes being idiots. Every time someone reads out the letters, it's hilarious. Olivia Colman and Jesse are like the MVPs of this movie. They carry it all the way through. And there are some sad points between Rose also for having her father. Oh, it's her father. What happened to her husband? She lied about it. A little bit of friction there. And you also found out, as again, the dad's being a dick. He's the one who called child services on Rose a little bit earlier on. And he's also the one who told Edith's first love or lover that she's going to marry to go on because he didn't want his child to leave the house. And in between this, Edith also sends a letter that kills her mother. That's right. These letters of just swearing, because it was so uncommon, could bring someone to have a heart attack and go on a deathbed. It was like, holy shit. Just watched it. It was like, that's the difference it can be. Now some of the sets in this have done a fantastic job on the setting of 1920s. There's a couple of scenes where they're on the beach, which is absolutely beautiful to look at. And this film, it does a great job of the setting, the times, what it is to be a friend and being a betrayal. Even at the very end, it's still Edith. And Edith thinks she's won, by the way. She thinks she's won all the way at the end until Glass and the town folk have made this perfect plan to get her caught, which she does, because the cops are like, no, you got to catch her on the act. Now, obviously, it was me and you. We would just use our phones to record, but it's a different time. So this film doesn't feel too long. It keeps a steady pace all the way through. There is no low points. This is actually a film I would look back and go, I would watch this again. 110%. I don't recommend watching it with your kids, but I definitely recommend watching it with your partner, especially if you like British comedies. You're going to love this. I thought it was fantastic. I give it a full thumbs up. Out of stars, I'd probably get 3.5 stars out of 5. 3.5 rants out of 5, if you will. But I would love to know, have you seen this film? What did you think of it? Did you like it? Or was it a little bit different? Now, the mixed reviews that I mentioned that we did get earlier on, it was that it felt that the plot was a little bit thin, and some of the comedy didn't land. I completely disagree with all of that. I thought that the comedy did land. I thought, yes, the plot obviously alludes to the fact that she is the one saying the letters, but I didn't think it was, like, pleasantly predictable, I would say it is. It's not like, oh my God, they're just blurting out loud who it is. It's pleasantly predictable. And it plays on the whole idea of split personalities as well with Edith. And also what happens is what's your personality to somebody else? There's always that saying, the person who swears the most are the most truthful people compared to other people that don't, which is all plays in this movie. So if you have seen it, I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Definitely let me know in the comments or Instagram, whatever social media platform. We are on all of them. But the movie Wicked Little Letters is out right now, and it has Mr. Rant's approval. And as always, until next time, happy ranting.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting.